You know, you can read the Bible and just read the Bible. Amen. You can go to the house of God and just sit there and be in the house of God. And still not in the Spirit, truly walking with God. Isn't this something that all these prophets would come to Elisha? Say, you know, the Lord's going to take Elijah. And yet, the Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? It was one thing that Elisha would say, hold your peace, I know it. They were saying it, but Elisha believed it.
Amen.
Amen. That's the same way it is today. A lot of us, we believe it, but are we living it?
That's it.
Are we living it?
Amen.
That word that came to me, those words through those scriptures, was Elisha would hear from the other prophets. How much gospel are we hearing today, but we're not being a doer of it? Deceiving ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. See, I can be a hearer, but not a doer.
Amen.
I can do, I can say amen, amen, so be it, but am I?
Amen.
Am I doing it? I don't know, but have you ever been going down the road and you're just going along and viewing this and looking at that and looking at that, and some people are passing you by, some are telling you you need to get out of the highway. So you hear me what I'm saying? But you're just going along, you're still enduring, you're going, you know where you're going. And you get down the road so far, and if you're going 60 mile an hour, you know within that hour you'll be 60 miles. But yet you're still not where you mean to go. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. But I'm still enduring. I'm still going.
Amen. Amen.
I'm still on my way.
Amen.
Sometimes I can run faster than other times. Sometimes I can read the Bible more, Sister Mary, than other times. There's some times that I can pray and I can ask the Lord for a whole lot of things. Have you ever asked all week long, what was your desire? What was you asking God for the most? I ask Him, Lord, I want to draw nigh. I want to be closer to You. I want to walk with You as those disciples walk. But I want to be sure I don't get ahead of You or get behind You, but walk right beside You.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the Lord could speak to you and me tonight and say, lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. But my question, am I with Him until the end of the race?
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Some people think they can get ahead of Him. Some people can lag behind Him. You ever, years ago, we hear different little stories and we hear different tales or whatever. But there was one about the rabbit and the turtle. You ever remember that? Not everybody about knows that, don't they? That's like almost all of us know about the Bible. We know about Jesus, but do we know Him in the power of Him?
Yes.
Amen.
You ever notice everybody? I've seen it before in races and in marathons. When they shoot the gun, they're all excited. Everybody, and boom. But there's an end of that race. Amen? They take off. Some take off. But isn't it something how that rabbit, he just took off? And if I was a betting man, I'd say the rabbit would win the race.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on. And just like a horse betting or whatever, you know. And the one that's the fastest has the most bets on that horse. Mm-hmm. Amen. Or sports or whatever it may be. Amen. Car races, whatever. And they're always cheering on for the one that they believe is going to win the race.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Isn't it something that when you see in sports, that there's some people love different sports, and you ever seen those that are boxers? Well, what that one, everybody wants to win, be number one. Mm-hmm. They get in that ring and they start boxing. And after so many minutes, they ring the bell and go back and they revive a little bit, you know, and they go back out. But the whole intention is that one man be the winner. Amen? So what he does, he tries to knock him out of the race. Knock him out. And then he gets down. One, two, three. I wonder how many's got knocked out of the race. Come on. I wonder how many the enemy has took captive. Amen. And yet they say, well, but see, the Bible said to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beseech you, and let us run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In other words, I'm not there yet, but I'm sure pressing in.
Amen.
See, there's a lot of people they go and they think they touched him. They're touching many, many stuff, but yet there's somebody that's not always in the crowd, but they're going to press through the... Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And she wasn't looking at all the people that was touching him. She was looking to that one that she knows, if I can touch him.
Yes.
If I can only press through this thing, I know I touch him, I got what I come for.
Amen.
See, he's looking for somebody that just don't say I believe, but somebody said, not only do I believe, but you're going to see my work getting there, and when I get there, I'll get my reward that he...
Amen.
I know I touched him.
Amen.
I know I touched him.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. I thought, how hard is it? I believe I'm saying it with love. It's easier for me to get in a car and come to church on Sunday than it is to get to the heaven, the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
For if the righteous scarcely be saved, what about the slothful? What about those that, well, I've heard about come and dine tonight? Pastor, I heard about that. And there's a table spread. But how many is really hungry? How many is really thirsty? How many's opened this book up and say, Lord, show me me. Show me me. And when you see Christ, you know who you are. It don't take long, brother. It won't take long. It's something that he can be walking by tonight. And the Bible said, seeking while he may be found. And there's a whole lot of them following him. Multitudes are following him. But there's somebody that's not in the crowd. Somebody that's just there. He's blind. He cannot see. But he asked, what's all of the noise about? And they said, it's Jesus that's passing by. Oh, see, he may have had this only one chance in life. And when he heard that, now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the words walking by, faith rises up, and he cries out, Jesus, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Jesus keeps right on walking.
Amen.
I wonder how far he got away from him. But I can tell you, Christ could hear him calling.
Hallelujah.
He kept crying, And finally he stopped. He said, bring him to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, somebody. Now, but lay me down to sleep. Pray to the Lord my soul. You'd best dad, man. She can go to sleep. Yeah. Brother and sister, the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
Oh, God. We've got a lot that go to church, but the problem is Jesus is not with them in the church.
Amen.
Do you hear me? Without His Spirit, we're not going to make it.
Amen.
Oh, but as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son. And I ask you tonight, what are you asking God for?
Uh-huh. Come on.
What are you really asking God for?
Amen.
Well, everything He's got, brother and sister, that table, that kingdom. Oh, it's beyond our imagination. Well, I've read it in the Bible, but I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. Come on now, I'm not there. But I better be ready if he comes now for me. Amen?
Amen.
The blind man, he doesn't know which one Jesus is.
That's right.
He don't know, but he just knows he wants to know what it's all about. You can have a circus. You can have a sport. You can see what they love. There wouldn't be no use taking the blind man down to see a circus. No. Come on now. There wouldn't be no use taking that blind man down to see what's going on. He's blind. And the problem is, that's what's wrong with a lot of the church today. They are blind. They are literally blind. What are you saying, preacher? Spiritually blind. Having eyes they see not. Oh, their heart is in the... They want this, they want that. They need this, they need that. They need this, they want this. They want this and that. But I can tell you, wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. Many, you could ask many, you believe Jesus? I believe He's coming. Are you saved? Am I saved? How'd you get saved? I belong to that denomination. Come on, church. That's the truth. That's the truth. How do you know you're saved? It takes His Spirit bearing witness with your
Spirit.
Amen. Oh, somebody.
Amen. I belong to Him.
Go. Yes, brother. Oh, the reason I belong to Him is because He is in me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, but I noticed those prophets would say, I mean, isn't it something? Here's Elisha and Elijah walking together. You got to take a hold of that. You got to think. Two of these men, one's a hairy man, one's a bald-headed man. Come on now, just shout with me a little bit. And they're going, it will get somebody's eyesight. Hear me? Hold on. Going down through there and all of the prophets come out. Elisha! And Elijah's listening to it too. Amen? How many of us go to church? How many of us go to, and we tell about and we talk about it, but do we really believe it's going to happen?
Amen.
He said, when I come, shall I find faith on the earth? Amen. I thought, Lord, and here today, not next week, not some other day, not on the Sabbath day, not that he said, Today.
Hallelujah.
Today is the day of shout.
Amen.
Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Of heaven. Maybe tomorrow. I believe there's going to be more in hell for saying tomorrow.
Amen.
Come on now, some other day. I'll hear Him at a more convenient
time.
Come on now, come on. God, help me, Jesus. Brother and sister, he put a table out there, but He won't make you eat of it. No siree, brother. Not on your line. It's you. And some people, you know, if I go to a restaurant or something, I'm hungry, you'll notice it. Mm-hmm. Just watch me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I go up, there's a smorgasbord. It all looks good. Some of it I got a taste of a little bit. Mm-hmm. I got a taste of this word. And I found out it's all good. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by Genesis, by revelation. What you said here tonight, brother, I come quickly. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. He's coming quickly. I shared with them. That door's almost 30-some years, over 30-some years, best I can remember. That door was barely cracked. And I can tell you when He showed me in that vision, when that door, I thought, oh, Lord God, because I can tell you, you ain't going to have an arm long enough to knock on that door up there, brother. But oh, I can tell you, I don't know about you tonight, but I know this. That preacher of righteousness was Noah. Do you hear me? Now, I can tell you, God told him, build that ark. Amen. I don't know how long it was in him building that ark, but I tell you what, he probably didn't even know what it was until God told him. Here's the blueprint. Amen. Here's the pattern. Do it this way. Right here's the pattern. Right here's the blueprint. Amen. Right here's the word of God. This is the way you're going to get in. This is the way you're going to stay in. This is the way you're going to be gotten by. This is the way you're going to keep. And this is the way. If you go with this Bible, you'll make it to the end. You'll make it with Christ.
Hallelujah.
I told Lord, what's that man building? Lord, it's getting bigger. I can see that. Well, I don't know. I believe what he's doing, but I believe he does. What do you mean, preacher? Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God Almighty. You ever heard that song, He's Still Working on Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yes, sir.
Because I found out He's got a hammer.
Hallelujah.
He's got a two-edged sword.
He's a finisher.
Oh, yes, he is, brother. Hallelujah. He is a finisher of our faith. Amen. I thought to myself when I seen that preacher of righteousness and begin to build through that book right there. See, I don't believe these words are just black and red for just a bit. These are spirit and life. These words are life to the born again believer. These words come off of those pages, brother. Oh, he said, I have meat that you know not of. Oh, great God, if you desire the sincere milk of the word of God, you'll grow thereby. My Lord and my God. Oh, I heard it's getting sweeter and sweeter every day. But this could be the day.
Hallelujah.
This could be the hour, we think not. Come on. Now, but that's why I must be ready, I must be vigilant, I must be so, and I must be looking for him, and they that look for him, he shall.
Amen.
He shall appear.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Yeah, that's the hard thing, Brother Danny. Yes, the hard thing, church. But it seems like we're living at ease in Zion. Oh, come on. I thought there those prophets had come out and they didn't say it to Elijah, they said it to Elisha. Mm-hmm. I believe. I've heard that, so did the devils. They believe also. I believe that that day, that man was out there with those yoke of oxen plowing, minding his own business.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just plowing along, breaking that. He said, he's preparing for a harvest. But he's breaking the ground up first, Pastor. And as he plows that, them yoke of oxen, after it's all plowed, sometimes God's got to do some plowing.
Amen.
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 And then sometimes he's got to do some disking to break it up good. Amen. And so, oh, Lord God, he's plowing. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, some man just walks up to him and drops a mantle on and walks. Here, Lord, what did I feel here?
Amen.
Oh, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And Elijah just keeps on going. We go to church, we feel the Spirit, and we just go right on going like, we'll pick this up another time.
Amen. Amen.
Get caught up in the things of this life. Oh, I can tell you right now, when you hear that one cry, I say, Lord, touch me one more time.
Hallelujah.
Let me feel your Spirit. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Oh my God, my God.
Amen.
Don't do it.
Amen.
It would drive a man. I believe if a man's truly born again, a woman in church truly born again, loving the Lord, filled with the, and all of a sudden they begin. See, the backslider in heart is filled with it. Listen to what he says. Well, you don't have to go to. You don't have to. Okay, do you hear what I'm saying? Always. See, I mean, he can prepare the table. He can get everything ready and say, it's ready.
Amen.
But they begin to say, well, I married a wife.
Amen.
I bought some oxen. Come on now. I've got this to do. I've got that to do. I've got this to do. I tell you what you better do. See, long as you are your own, you'll do what you want to do. But when you become no longer you, then it Christ says, I am now your master. I am, and you call me Lord, and so I am. Then ought not you do the things that I tell you to do.
Amen.
Oh, God. I mean, he feels, I mean, now somebody said, what did he really feel? He felt the power of God.
Amen.
He felt the anointing of God, the presence of God. Oh, see, we can talk about it and never really get it.
Amen.
Oh, we can be hungry and thirsty, but why aren't we filled?
Yes.
All of a sudden, he begins to take those oxen, slays them, goes and kiss mom and dad goodbye, and here I come. Oh, isn't it something when a man and a woman falls in love with one another and they fall in love? Isn't it something how the wife will leave the family, even though it's still family, but cling to that husband?
Amen.
Are we not the bride?
Amen. Amen.
Are we not his wife?
Yes. Come on.
Don't she supposed to be prepared?
Come on, hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
She's made herself ready.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Come quick, quickly, Lord. Come quickly.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And he leaves. And he goes, Father. And then there's something that even Elijah, I mean, I don't know how many years for sure. Some say 7, some say 14, 10, whatever, that Elisha stayed right with Elijah. Everywhere he went, it's like, man, he stick to me like super glue. Hear me what I'm saying. You ever heard that old super? Once you did, come on now. In other words, he just stays right. I mean, I can't even see my shadow because of his shadow. Well,
praise God.
You take two objects and put them together and they'll cast one. Great God of heaven. When his shadow passed by. I said, when his shadow passed by. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, they just laid him. They laid the sick and the afflicted. He was passing by that way. And when his shadow passed, devils come out. Sickness. My Lord and my God. We all cast a shadow. And the more at the light of they'll see more of our shadow. Amen. The more they see Christ in me, the less you see of me. I noticed this. I love to swim. I used to a whole lot. But I noticed that, you know, some people get to the, some people, they're afraid what they can't see. Come on now. How deep is it out there? I don't want to play around on the bank. I go there to get out on that water. I get in rivers. I get in water that I cannot swim. Have you ever believed that in the book? Ezekiel did. Oh, I can tell you right now. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me.
Amen.
Oh, he that believeth in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow. Rivers of, I said, blow the dam up and let the river flow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. I don't go to that church down there. They act for me. They act crazy. They don't. I just believe you go there and sit there. Oh, Lord Jesus. I notice everybody that Jesus touched, something happened.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I said, something happened. Oh, glory to God. When the devils came out of that man, oh, dear God, help me, Jesus. He's clothed in his right mind, and he's right down there listening to everything he's got to say. They come out, they were more concerned about the pig farm out there. Hear me, the pigs. And Jesus going to get, he said, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. He said, oh, I want you to go home. Oh, I want your house to see you. I want your family to see the good work of God done in you. Oh, we're a testimony of who he is. Is that right? I've got a testimony. I've overcome what?
Amen.
I've overcome the world.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb and by, come on, man. See, I'm no longer of that world. I'm passing through. Oh, I'm just a vapor. My life is one day, and I may not be here tomorrow. But one thing about it, come quickly, I'm going to go to be with him. Come on. It's not I think about it, I could be. I'm going to go to be with him. I have this confidence in the Word of God. My God, somebody. Oh, nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. My Lord, no devils, nobody, no world, nothing, nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My Lord and my God, my Lord and my God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, glory. For the everlasting. Thank you, Jesus.
Elisha. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know not that the Lord is going to take Elijah today? Not next week, not today. I can see it maybe a few years later. Let not us be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Amen.
He says, hold your peace. I know it.
Amen.
He kept on going. Finally got down there to the River of Jordan. Bethel, meaning the house of God, had been there for a while. Finally to get down there. And the sons of the prophets stood and watched far off. Elijah takes that mantle, strikes that river opens up. Him and Elisha walks across. You've been with me for a while, haven't you, son? Yes. And I'm going to stick with you, too. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some people say, I've been serving the Lord for so many years. That's wonderful if you are. But when I first fell in love with Him, I want to make sure that love and that grace and that grows deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the further you walk out in that water, all of a sudden you can be ankle deep. Now you're knee deep.
Uh-huh.
Next thing, you're loin deep.
Uh-huh.
Half of you is gone. I'm on now.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes the Lord said this. A little bit too much of you.
Oh,
come on, man. It's like I'm only using this now. People, I hope you love me. Hope you love me. But years ago, I used to watch those spooky television, black and white. Years ago, and then there was a fella. He had been on a ship, and one day, it's a story. It was a movie, and he was on this ship, and there was a big mist, a fog had came in. And it went all over him and that, and he got sick, and when he got off the boat and he went to the doctors and something, he was saying, something is not right with me, something's not right, and more and more. And he took his bed and that, and on and on and on, and the wife would go with that, and notice, it's like he's fading away, there's something happening to him, and fading away, and after a while, he's not even there. He's vanished. He's totally vanished. But they could hear him talk. They could say, and he would say, well, I hear, well, where are you at? Where you at? Where you at? And it was, I think it was called the Shrinking Man or something like that. And so what he done, huh?
The Invisible Man?
The Invisible Man. Thank you, brother. And so he got him some stuff, and he wrapped himself up. That hear me what I'm saying. Oh, I can tell. I just wish somebody said, what happened to Brother Danny? I hope it ain't you. Come on now. Because it's going to come, brother and sister, that they will come. What happened?
Hallelujah.
What in the world? And they're going to run to the house of God. They're going to go straight. They're going to come. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. God, it's going to happen, brother. All of a sudden, that wife's going to say, what happened to my husband? What did my child? What did that? Go in there and look at that. Where's the baby? Where's the kid? It can't be true. It can't be true. I can't believe it. I can't. Probably you didn't believe this book. You didn't believe this book. Come on now. And it's going to happen. Cars are going to crash. Planes are.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Even those in prison will disappear. That's book.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Oh, there's going to be a number no man can number. Oh, dear God, dear God, dear God. I don't know what his number is, but he's got a number. Hear me what I'm saying. Oh, dear God. And all of a sudden, if they take that off, you couldn't see him no more. I wish when you see Brother Patterson, you can say, I heard Christ. I didn't see Brother Patterson really. I saw the new man. Because the old man is gone.
We don't know,
and the new man is Christ.
Amen.
Oh God.
Not even Christ.
Oh
himself.
Jesus, think of that.
Hallelujah.
Think of that. See, if any man be in Christ,
hallelujah,
he's therefore now a new creature.
Amen.
And not what I used to be.
Hallelujah.
But I know what I am now in Christ.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Christ in me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
They said, hold your peace. Hold your. I know it. I know it. And then they stood and they watched him walk across on dry ground and got on down there. I don't know how late it was that day, but it's going to be a great event. And as they was walking along, Elijah says, what would you have me to do for you before I be taken away? Mm-hmm. Elijah knew it. Amen.
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 He said, I want a double portion,
yes,
of your spirit. Knowing me today, I'd want a 50-time portion of your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Oh, yeah. Great.
He said, you've asked a hard thing. He said, I won't double what you got. I've been in churches where there's been a whole lot of spirits. Religious spirits, doubting spirits, jealousy spirits, angry spirits. Like I said, you know not what spirit you're of. Uh-huh. And don't think for one minute the devil don't want to come to church. He ain't after what he's got, he's after what he doesn't have.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, he'll let you go on being lukewarm. He'll let you go on thinking you're hot. And all of a sudden, as they're walking, the chariot of God, chariot of the Lord, and all of a sudden, they were divided asunder. And I could see Elisha see that mantle falling. I don't see Elijah no more. I saw that chariot of fire. But there's something laying there. And he picked it up. He walks back to that river. Where is the God of Elijah? And the sons of the prophets were watching. They should have been a little bit across the river. They would have saw a whole lot more. Boom. And what took place? It opened up. And they seen the spirit of Elijah. The spirit of God is upon him. When Jesus came up out of that water, John the Baptist, by the Spirit of God, saw the Spirit of God come upon him. Amen? Oh, yeah. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Oh, God help us. Oh, God help us. You know, I look at that volume of that book, and if anybody tells me they know it all, they better go back to kindergarten. Oh, they better go back to the sincere milk of the Word of God. Oh, I want the meat of the Word of God. I want the meat. But sometimes I got to go back to the milk. If so be, I've tasted that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, all the prophets seen Elisha. He came back without Elijah. And then they came. See, they even were saying, God's going to take him. And they began to come to him and said, about Elijah, we'll go looking for him.
Amen.
3 days. 3 long days. They went into the mountain. Throwed him up on some mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
Put him in a... Come on.
Amen.
Oh, we look for a lot of things in this world, don't we? But we better start looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. See, the finisher of our faith. I'm not there yet. But I must be ready to go if he comes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, Lord. But see, sometimes I think there's more work to do. But sometimes I'm thinking, Lord, which way is it going? Is it going to minus or to plus? Well, in other words, are there more backsliding today? Are there more lukewarm going back? Are there more left their first love today? Are there more? I'm telling you, what I see and what I see, that a lot of it is just a form with no power in it. Come on now. It's just a religious going through religion on and on and on. They don't know who he is. They proclaim, they profess, they believe. But the problem is they don't know him in the power and the resurrection of him. See, they were telling Elisha, God's going to take him. But maybe God throwed him up on a mountain somewhere. 3 days. See, they were believing with their mouth, but their actions spoke louder.
Amen. Amen.
When he does, they're going to be saying, UFOs, some, they're going to come up because of them, just won't hardly believe that God really came. You hear that? We got atheists. We got people that they have that they deny the power of God. They came back. I could probably hear, well, did you find anything? They seen. They talked about it. They act like they believed it. But the truth was they didn't. I believe this book. If I don't believe it, I'll never live it. I'll never live it. I know the devils believe. I know they fear and tremble. But I can tell you, the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. I said, Lord, I want the fear of God, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of God is the beginning of understanding. Understanding. Give me understanding, amen. Lord. Let me rightly divide your word. Let me know, Lord, that that word is a discerner of my thoughts and my everything, amen, about me. I'm naked before you, Lord. Well, we've heard it, brother, so long. The Lord delays his coming. All things come. See, Peter. They got with Peter about that. And they were saying, we've heard the coming of the Lord. We've heard the coming of the Lord. But he delays his coming. They begin to doubt, unbelief. And Peter said, you ignorantly know not. You know not. That a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is but one day.
Amen.
So see, they had it all mixed up. Hear me what I'm saying. We got a lot of mixed up people.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Amen.
Some people don't know if they're a man or a woman or a woman or a man. If they're this, if they're that. They don't know if they're filled. Some believe they're filled. Because as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
But we need to think upon these things.
Oh, yeah.
There's a virtue in it. Any praise, any glory.
Amen.
But getting back, you've asked a hard thing. And now there was a condition to get it.
Amen.
I found out they tried to cast out devils. And they said, Lord, why could not we cast the devil out? He said, because of unbelief. But then another, this kind cometh out but by prayer and fasting.
Amen. Amen.
I found out. And it's not, I've been fasting this many days. I've went into that closet, that secret place between him and me. Lord, I want to fast. I want to pray. Because I want to be closer to you. I want to do the works you would have me to do.
Amen.
What are you asking the Lord for?
Amen.
I could see. Now listen to me carefully. There was a woman in the Bible. See, back then, if a woman could not be pregnant and have a child, it was like a curse to them. Hannah. She would go there outside and she would her mouth would move. She's moving, grieved and troubled. And Eli, see, he would look at her. He called her a woman of Belial. Like she's drunk on wine or something. They watched her. See, he was so blind himself. He had sons sleeping with the women.
Uh-huh.
Taking the offerings.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. That's all in here for example.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of that today too.
Yes.
And, oh, I feel you, Lord. And he marked her mouth. But she's not saying nothing. See, it's on the inside. It's groaning and utterance and the travailing on the inside. That's your spirit crying out.
Amen.
Come on now. See, Jesus was in the garden and he was travailing.
Mm-hmm.
Why the church was sleeping. Because he knew what he was going to.
Uh-huh.
Until his sweat became like as his great drops of blood.
Amen.
Travailing. And he's crying out, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Sometimes we want to drink in that cup.
Amen.
He's that cup. Lord, can you drink of the cup that I drink of?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we can. Oh, yeah, you will drink of it. Have you ever read that in the Bible? It's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think we need some Gardens of Gethsemane. I believe we need to go through some valleys of the shadow of death. Because down there you're saying, I'm dying. Come on now. But sometimes lead me in the paths of righteousness. For thou name's, oh God of heaven. You've asked a hard thing. What are you asking the Lord for?
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Yeah. Is there? Is there? We anoint him with oil, we pray, we do this. But see, it's according to your faith. Mm-hmm. She left from there. And what's she done, Hannah? She said, Lord, if you give me a son, a child, I'll lend him back to you all the days of his life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When she weaned him from her breast, you ever read that in the Bible? From the breast, I can drink of that milk. He's weaned now. She brings him back and says, this is the son. And she lent him to God all of his life.
Amen.
And he was called Samuel.
Amen.
See, at that time, the doors of the temple was closed. But Samuel would open them up. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of closed doors. Come on. We try to come there Sunday to make things right with God. No, it could happen any day.
Amen.
And he would go open up those doors. And see, the little fella was just a young lad. But she raised him right. The Lord spoke to him. Samuel, Samuel. He'd jump up and he'd run to Eli. You've called me. No, I haven't called you, son. Go lay down. He said, you did. No. Go. See? We've got to come as a baby Christ. He lays down and the Lord comes again. Samuel. He jumps up. You called me. He said, no. Yeah. He said, I didn't call you, son. Go lay down. It takes the spirit to hear.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
It takes a spirit, a uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. Amen. I can be completely physically deaf, but if the Lord wanted to speak to me, I could hear it just as plain as can be.
Amen.
He go there, and then he said, well, and then Eli said, he thought, this could be the Lord. If he comes to you again, just say, here am I, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Boy.
Do we hear what the Spirit is truly saying to the church?
Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
It's like going in one ear, out the other. You ever said to you, do this and that, and you go back, how come, yeah, I'm going to. You like come back, you still, I'm going to, I'm planning on. I'll do it myself. And the kids know it. You hear that? I said, Lord, I want souls for you. I said, Lord, I'll tell you what I pray for. The harvest is great, but the labors are few.
Amen.
Amen.
I pray, send labors into your harvest.
Glory.
Give us men and women of God after your heart that will be bold as a lion, but as meek as a lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
That will speak a word. And the Bible said, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy for the edifying of the church.
Amen.
And but you don't turn this on like you do a light switch. But I've seen it done. I've seen it taken. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Brother, people prophesy out of their own spirit.
Amen.
They prophesy out of their own. But I can tell you, when he speaks, I said, the same way a preacher can be anointed and preach, but a lot of the church don't hear it. Mm-hmm. But there's a remnant. Mm-hmm. There are those that are sincere with Christ, that love Him.
Amen.
I'm asking you tonight, what are you asking Him for?
Uh-huh.
It could be hard. When Jesus asked for the heathen, what did it cost Him?
Mm-hmm.
It cost Him His life.
Amen.
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 What did it cost them apostles? That it cost them their life.
Amen.
You got to give your life up.
Oh, yeah.
To have His life.
Amen.
And it's worth it more than all the silver and gold. And it's like we can come to a place and look at that man at that gate at the hour of prayer. Prayer and fasting, seeking, searching, hunger and thirst. We can see the work of God being done in our life and in the life, because iron sharpens iron. And sometimes we need a lot of sharpening.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, Lord, give me discernment. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was a baby in Christ, and I wanted to go everywhere there was a church. And about everything, I looked at that preacher like that. That's a man of God. I looked at them and sang, oh, song victory in Jesus. I saw the light and all of that. It's so wonderful. But the more I got to know Him, the less I saw Christ. When you see me, I should say, you see Christ. Oh, I've got some growing to do. There's no stopping and growing in Christ. How far do I come in that love? How great is my faith? Is my works showing my faith? Lord, have I failed Him? Yes, but I've repented. What I do, I should do quickly. But see, we make arrangements for certain things. Brother Guy was with me in, was it El Salvador, brother? Was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were together and, correct me if I'm wrong, we was preaching. Remember I said, I feel to go into a prison?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was off the, you hear what I'm saying? The enemy tried to stop it in every way. You got to go through customs. You got to go through paperwork. But see, I was supposed. They wanted me to go some other place, but I knew I was to go into that prison. I didn't even know a prison. Mm-hmm. Where it was at. So this interpreter man. Well, anyway, dropped us off down the road, and me and my interpreter got in, and we left. Well, the devil was mad, I can tell you that right now. But see, I'm not to obey man, I'm to obey God. I went there to what God wants. And sometime God changes the map. The what? He has a different direction. So, got down there. Got with the man and that, and I told him, I knew I was to go into a prison. He gets hold of the prison and asked him about if I could come to that prison. And he got back with me, and they said, no. Well, all right. Brother, God can open up the Red Sea if He wants to.
Amen.
Well, what happened? He said, no, brother, can't do it. I said, well, we went to a place, and it was for drugs and alcohol. People on alcohol. There's some men there and so forth got preaching. Them men cried. They came up bawling on their face, crying out to the Lord. Well, I'm still going to a prison. I thought, well, Lord, I'm still, it's a prayer. But see, I had to be careful. I knew he wanted me in a, I knew. It was a day or so later. This brother says, you know what? He said, they called me. And they said, you could come to this prison.
Praise God.
No paperwork or nothing. See, God will make a way where there seemeth no way.
Amen.
But you got to make sure you stay on.
Glory.
Hallelujah. That.
And he says, you got a passport. He takes his camera, his camera. Hold it up then. Sends it off. Next thing you know, I'm in a prison. I go there. Lord, what a prison. When you know you're in the will of God and you're being led by God, that's all that counts. You look not to the left, look not to the right, but look under. He's out there. And we get there. Finally, I get in. They get me over there. They begin to check me, check my Bible out. They got masks on. All you can see is two little eyes. They got guns and all of that. They wonder why they got masks on. It's so bad of a prison, cartel and everything, that if they recognize who that guard is and they don't like him, do away with him when he comes out. Went on in there, next thing you know, I went in there, big place. See, that's when you say, God, not my will, but your will. What you want is my desire. I got in there. Hundreds were sitting out there just looking at me. You could hear a pin drop. But see, God, I knew. You remember that brother guy? I knew God wanted me into a prison. I've been in many, but you had to fill out, you had to even do it before. Got preaching to those men and that, and they just sat there listening. Got done. They sent a word up there. We won't even come down there among us. Well, I got down there. I wish the church in America would be like those men. They grabbed me. They were hugging me, kissing on me, hugging me, crying and everything out. They were in prison. Physically, but spiritually, they were as free as could be.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Paul, Silas, what are we going to do, brother? I don't have no hymnal book. I don't have no King James Bible, but I know what I've got.
Hallelujah.
And the world didn't give it to me. Amen. What are we going to do? How you looking? I don't know, but I'm wet on my head, my back. It ain't sweat either. Blood. Send the light, Lord. Send the light. Send the light, Lord. Send the light. Something's happening here.
Amen.
Something's happening here. Send the light, Lord. Send the light.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I can see the Lord on that stomping his foot.
Hallelujah.
Everything's shaking. What's going to happen? Just keep on praying and keep on singing.
Amen.
God's inhabited the praises of us.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know that I know, Sister Mary, I know that I know that I know in whom I have believed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll never forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
But lo, I am with you always here in Pennsylvania,
yes.
In Africa, in yes. China, in Russia.
Hallelujah.
Son, I've ordered your steps.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just keep on walking.
Hallelujah.
Keep asking me for things that you know you can't do, but you know I will do. Glory. If you only believe me. Would you come, Pastor? My Lord, my God. Give him a praise. Give him a praise.